I know a young woman wants to move to Alaska because of her job and in search for a husband. And after a while, a few years, I saw her and I said, "How are things going?" And she said, "The odds are good, but the goods are odd." I go, "Well, it may not be that difficult, but often we become odd to one another." In this little sermon, I would like to offer as a meditation the movie A Wonderful Life. Yesterday, while I was flipping through the channels, The Wonderful Life came on all the time with Mr. Capra was the director, and he always said it was his best movie because it offered a hopeful theme for humanity. And it's a Christmas movie that begins with a suicide attempt. And finally, when the person who is the main character, Bailey, meets his guardian angel, he says, "Well, you're right. Perhaps I shouldn't kill myself. Maybe it was better if I had never been born." And the entire movie shows to him, to Mr. Bailey, how important his life really is. In the Christian world, before we prepare for any holiday, Christmas or Easter, we have a season of repentance. We call it Pilipiuka, others call it Advent. And what is Pilipiuka? What is repentance? There's a positive element to repentance that is often lost. It is not simply looking at what you did wrong or what your failures are, what makes you a little odd in your own life, but it is looking at the positive, good things in your life so that you might find inspiration, so that you might not fall down into depression. Because the virtue of humility in repentance gives us the truth about ourselves. And the truth is, we are usually not as odd as we think we are. We are usually not as bad as we think we are. And we are usually not as good as we think we are. So in the Christian season of repentance, I tell people there are two main types of temptation. The first part of the temptation comes before the sin. You know you want to do it. Come on, you deserve it. Oh, how much fun. This is great. It's so good. And then the second temptation is always worse. What's the matter with you? What are you, dumb? Why'd you do that? Oh, man. Better if you had never been born. The second temptation is even worse because it wants us to stop trying, to stop being good, to stop having even a flicker of hope and to say everything is lost, or even worse, to say it's impossible and anyone who tries is just a hypocrite of futility. So today, remember, take care of human nature. We rescue dogs, we rescue bottles, we recycle things. We are people who are the product of 4+ billion years of recycling matter, but we are more than that. We are God's children. And never stop recycling yourself and saving people, because we will end up with a lot of rescued dogs and no people. We need to rescue each other and rescue ourselves, because at the end of this movie, Bailey, the person who has said better that I had never been born, says a prayer on the bridge and says, "I want to live. I want to live." Embrace life. Thank God for it. Be honest about who you are and be hopeful of whom you can be. Never be depressed about who you are, because every one of us is odd in his or her own way. And every one of us is a child of God that needs to be saved, that needs to be rescued, that needs to be recycled. And you will always end up becoming a beautiful person because that is how God created you. Never give in to that horrible temptation of you are a bad person. You are a saint who is a sinner who just will keep on trying. Slava Isusu Christu.